I'm Jeremy Bernfeld, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Matt Pauly has traveled the world, New York, Paris, South Korea, but he's still a farm boy at heart. Life was never the same after his dad suffered an accident, but it's clear that growing up in rural northeast Kansas obviously left its mark.
My name is Matt Pauly. I am originally from a farm about 10 miles from, well, my mailing address was Denton, Kansas. October 31st, Halloween Day, 2001. I remember I was in speech class, and the superintendent who, you know, went to our church, I knew him well, he was like, hey, your dad has been in an accident. You should probably drive there and see what's going on. What happened was we had just gotten done with harvest the day before. My dad was helping out a friend who had helped us out finish harvest by round up some cattle out on a field. And he came up and over a terrace, and behind the terrace it had washed out, and it was just a ditch. And he was chasing a cattle, and he was going fast on the four-wheeler, and there was no ground underneath him. And he had flipped up and over the four-wheeler, and he had landed headfirst into an embankment. I don't think he was October 31st when he got injured. I don't think he was out of the hospital until the end of February. He is now paralyzed from the chest down. He has use of his hands. Farming was out of the picture after that. I wasn't coming back to the farm. My brother wasn't coming back to the farm. And so I remember later that year, we had a farm sale because we decided to get rid of the cattle on the farm. To see that last truck pull away, it was different. It was hard, but it was easier. You know, luckily, my cousin is, you know, doing a lot of the farming for us. He actually moved into my grandfather's house, and he takes care of the farm and watches after it for my dad, and that's been a blessing. And something that came out of the accident is just to see how farm communities come together. After planting, you have to shoot anhydrous ammonia on the farm. Well, my dad was in the hospital. All the farmers came together, and gosh, we had probably 20 rigs that day, and they got done with all of our farms in 2 days. And it was just the most amazing sight to see all these farmers come together to help him. It was incredible. Little things like that that makes you know that rural areas are pretty, there's some great things about them. There's a community there.